When we talk oil on this program, it's almost always big oil, the international drillers, or things the size and scale of something like the Bakken oil field, which at its peak could literally be seen from space. But big oil is not the only oil, you know, and as prices fall, small oil, if you will, is really getting squeezed. Steve Plants is the co-owner of Plants and Goodwin Incorporated. They run what are called stripper wells out in Pennsylvania. Mr. Plants, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Maybe you could start by telling us what exactly stripper wells are.
Sure. Stripper wells are wells that, by definition, make less than 10 barrels of oil per day.
Wow. That's not a lot of oil.
Well, that's a lot for, we would love to have a bunch of them that made 10 barrels a day, but ours make, you know, and most stripper wells make significantly less than 10 barrels a day.
And how many of those wells do you have?
We have about 200 of them.
Oh, all right. So let's 200 times 10. So you got a couple of thousand barrels coming out maybe on a good day?
Right. So, I mean, obviously that's how we used to make money was by volume, not necessarily, you know, volume of wells that make a small amount each well.
So with oil at you know, 45-ish plus or minus dollars a barrel, how's business for you?
Well, it's not good. We're in better shape than some simply because we've diversified over the last 40 years, and we do a lot of other things in the oil field industry. And unfortunately, I think very telling is the biggest part of our business right now is plugging wells for other customers.
Plugging wells because they've decided it doesn't make sense for them economically to try to pull the stuff out of the ground.
Sure. I mean, and a lot of them are old wells, you know, that have their life expectancy is at the end, and, you know, they are an environmental hazard when they get that way. So, you know, companies go ahead and spend the money to plug them.
Yeah. How old are we talking on old oil wells here?
Well, I mean, we're still pumping a couple of them that were drilled at the turn of the century.
Like the not the past one, but the one before that.
Yeah, like 1900, wow. 1901. Yeah.
Wow. What's your break-even price then? I mean, at what point would you say, you know what, the heck with it, we're going to plug them up and shut them in and do something else for a while?
Well, we're losing money every day right now ourselves. You know, because of the way our business is set up, we pay our people pretty well. We have full health care benefits that we pay 100% of. Our cost to operate and keep employees is pretty expensive. So, I mean, we're losing money every day at $40 oil.
So what are you doing? Are you just crossing your fingers or what?
Yeah, you know, because it's a pretty bad alternative because you can, if you decide you're going to plug them all, you know, you're somewhere in the neighborhood of $5,000 to $10,000 a piece to plug those wells. So that's a pretty good, you know, expenditure of cash that's has no chance of ever paying back.
I got to tell you, it sounds like a lose-lose deal at 40, 50 bucks.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And then, you know, when you put in all the other things that are going on right now, you know, it doesn't look good. You know, the glut of oil that's out there right now, the dollar is really strong, which is, you know, also bad for the price of oil. And weak demand, I mean, it's bad news for us right now.
How long have you been in this business, Mr. Plants?
Our company, my dad and another man started this company in 1970, and I've been involved with it since 1983.
So I imagine you've seen pretty much everything, right? You're just going to ride this out?
We've seen a lot of ups and downs. It's kind of the, you know, if you can go all the way back to when Drake drilled his well, and you can see that, you know, we're hoping it corrects itself, but we don't know how long that might take.
Steve Plants, he's the co-owner and vice president at Plants and Goodwin up in northeastern Pennsylvania. Mr. Plants, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you, Kai.